This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hamas said Saturday that it is reviewing a new Israeli proposal for a ceasefire in Gaza. That's according to an Egypt-intensified effort to broker a deal and to end the months-long war and stave off a planned Israeli ground offensive into the southern city of Rafah. Senior Hamas official gave no details of Israel's offer, but said it was in response to Hamas' proposal 2 weeks ago. Negotiations earlier this month centered on six-week ceasefire proposals and the release of 40 civilian and six hostages in exchange for freeing hundreds of Palestinian prisoners in Israeli jails. An election year roast of President Joe Biden before journalists, celebrities, and politicians at the annual White House Correspondents' Dinner Saturday butted up against growing public discord over the Israel-Hamas war, with protests outside the event condemning both Biden's handling of the conflict and the Western news media coverage of it. Biden, like most of his predecessors, used a glitzy annual White House Correspondents' Association banquet to jab at his rival, Donald Trump. Sudanese paramilitary forces continue to encircle the only capital they have not captured in the western Darfur region, according to the United Nations, warning that an attack would have devastating consequences for the city's 800,000 inhabitants. At the same time, the UN said that the rival Sudanese armed forces appear to be positioning themselves. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres again called on the paramilitary rapid support forces and government forces to refrain from fighting in the North Darfur area around its capital. That's according to the UN spokesman Stephane Dujarric.